Mr. Thompson, I have got something
Mister.
for you.
Okay.
So juicy,
Yes.
you're gonna look at it, you're gonna slap it like it's a bag of soil, okay?
It's a bag of soil.
Yeah, do you never do that when you walk around B&Q and you just slap it and think, God, I could fit so much more soil in there.
I do. And do you know what I'm looking forward to most about this video? That guy in the comments, I think he's called Brian 336 million thousand, and he always
Oh.
bollocks one of us about chewing a pen. Good input, but the sound quality is shit. And then there's another guy who
Do you
always
know?
comments saying, I was going to work with these guys, but now I'm not going to, and everything that he put. Someone called Sleep Surgeon or something like
There was he put one this week. He was like, I like Benjamin Dennehy's style. What would you tell me if I said I didn't like yours? I thought that was just
I know
so
it is.
beautiful.
It's that lad you really like.
With a big gold chain.
Yeah.
Ah, it's a sales. Anyway, moving on. So we've got a call to roast, and we are gonna be roasting it. So someone sent me this via email. They said, Jack, I'm needy for it. Just roast me. And I said, you know
Fine.
what? We will. So I haven't listened to this. I don't know what it's gonna be about. So I'm just gonna dive straight in, and we're gonna go from there. Are you ready to roast?
Let's roast it, baby.
Okay, here we go. Can you hear that, babe?
I can hear it so well.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. I'm gonna be very honest with you here, because I'm sure you get a lot of calls like this. It is a sales call. I don't know if that makes you want to slam the phone back down or if you have 30 seconds, but completely up to you.
Fire away.
Appreciate it. Well, hey, I saw that you were a former sales guy, so I can respect that. So, Jeff, if I was to tell you that I'm typically invited in by leaders of ambitious companies who, if they're being honest, are struggling with one of the following problems when it comes to hiring. It could be that they're not getting enough candidates to interview, so it could be a volume issue. It could be a quality issue, as in they're not getting in front of the right candidates. Or it could be that they're in high growth mode and have goals to build a dream team of hard to find specialists. Now, I've got a feeling though that this is the part where you tell me that none of those problems exist and it all falls under HR.
Let's pause there. Okay, not
This
bad.
is a guy. Yeah, I was gonna say this is a guy. He's obviously been watching our stuff. He knows it.
He knows it. He knows it. So I'm going to give him a few tips. Okay, let's see if you agree with them, Jack, what I've got here. When he answered the call, the tone matching could have been slightly better. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't like he came in like a TV presenter when the guy was like, hello, it's Jeff. He came in, okay, I would match that tone. Think about the volume that we're coming in at. You want to go in sounding like them. And that's the black belt skill there. You need to be able to just hear someone in the first few seconds. Then he said, I've forgotten the way he worded it exactly, but the can I have 30 seconds? I think it was something like that. There's a key thing here. You should be saying, let me have 30 seconds. You want it to act as a little mini command. I believe it's a neuro-linguistic programming method. People respond well. So sometimes when people start in our business, they start saying things like, or you could maybe perhaps just hear me out for 30 seconds. It just doesn't go down well. And it wasn't as bad as that, but it's just a slight variation that makes quite a big difference. The problems, I see a lot of people do this actually. The problems were very problem only. So you were basically giving very short versions of a problem. There's a quality issue, there's a volume issue. Kind of felt like that. Really, the magic is in what does it feel like to have that problem in the first place? So one of ours might be what you're noticing is there's not enough deals in the pipeline. As a result, the pipeline's feeling quite bleak. And when you start looking ahead to the next 3, 6 months, it's starting to feel a little bit hopeless. It's that feeling of like, that's what it actually feels like to have that problem. It's not just like, are you tired? It's the impact of being tired. So that would be my feedback, Jack. I don't know if you have anything.
There was one thing that you didn't pick up on, and
Oh,
maybe you'll argue
shit.
with me on this, but I think when he said, yeah, go on then, there was a bit too much like rapport on that side where he was like,
Oh,
yeah, well,
yeah.
you're, and it was kind of like, just once you've got that permission, brilliant, I'll whiz through it. And he was like, well, you're a sales guy and I'm here with you and we're going to do this together. It's like, you've got the permission, he's not your friend, yet. Just get into it. But yeah. Other than that, I agree with everything that you said.
Wow. Should we continue? I don't like you. But I like the way you just...
I don't like you. And I don't trust you, actually.
Okay. So what do you think about that, Brian? 364,000.
Okay, here we go.
No, I mean, those problems probably do exist. What was your name?
Yeah, my name's Damien. I head up a company called Rad Recruit.
Rad Recruit?
We specialize in the engineering space.
Didn't end on a question.
Okay. Are you local to the Twin Cities?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I live over in the Circle Pines, Lexington area, if you know that neck of the woods.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh,
yeah, what about yourself?
Territory. Yeah, I'm in the North Metro also, so just in the new, in the Moundsview area.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So
right.
When you said
pause
that those sound relevant, that it meant.
Yeah. It started off so well. Right. Problems probably do exist. That's the bit to write down. Probably do exist. Probably is very non-committal. He just said, what company are you calling from? And what was the response, Jack?
He gave him his address.
He got that really weird and pitchy. We specialize in, I don't know. And then it all got a bit like, let's talk about that.
People
anyway.
Struggle to answer simple questions, don't they?
Exactly. So there's a few things. The pitch thing, you don't want to just like avoid that altogether and like not say where you're calling from. So yeah, I'm calling from a company called Rad Recruit. We help with some of the problems that I mentioned. You said they probably do exist. What did you mean by that? And we're straight back into problems, baby. You've tried to derail me, but I got you back on the problem highway. And guess what? It's 80 miles an hour. We're going fucking fast. The other thing was when he said, whereabouts are you based? That's a fucking insane question to ask to a stranger. I don't know why people don't realize that is. I'd say that's a really interesting question to get asked a few seconds into a cold call. I'm guessing there's a reason you've asked me. Well, yeah, because we only work with people in this area. Oh, I'm just curious because we used to work with another recruiter. Now, there's intel in that question. It's not just being asked the question. It's why were you asked a question, Brian, 364,000, and I'm not chewing my pen today.
Exactly. And I've actually already chewed mine, so there's nothing left.
Can't hear you.
And I think
can't hear a word. Not a single word of what you're saying. Can't hear you.
What do you mean?
All gone quiet.
That's your headphones. You've broken your own headphones.
Can't hear you.
Because that little button there is saying that I'm still talking. It's 1,000,000% you. And these are some of the arguments that we have while we're on live TV. So fix your bloody headphone.
Oh, can I hear you now?
Yeah, it was you, mate. Nice one. And this is staying in. Fuck off.
All right.
Anyway, you ready for a bit more? I was making
I'm
such a good
ready.
Point then, and you interrupted it with some.
No, we'll just
boring...
edit.
No, I don't want to edit it. I want people to see what you're actually like. You're a gaslighter.
Which ones of those stood out? Was it more on the quality, quantity,
good.
Or that you're scaling up for some sort of new project y'all took on?
I mean, probably the first two, honestly, our biggest recruiting challenges probably aren't in Minnesota. Yeah, we've got kind of the right network, here. It's our other geographies where, you know, that I'd say is probably our biggest issue. So.
What's the geographies?
Dallas and Raleigh.
Okay. Is it a little bit just there's not as dense of an engineering hub or civil engineering hub as there is in the Twin Cities, or is it just that your reputation or your network just doesn't really spread out that way?
Yeah, it's the latter. I mean, it's more, you know, there's tons of density. It's, you know, it's how to decipher the right candidates to do what we need to do. Yeah.
Sounds like you folks get a little bit niche when it comes to the types of projects you're taking on or the candidates you need as far as the background to match up, right?
Very much so. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
When you say that it's trying to find the right folks and your network doesn't quite reach out to it, so it's deciphering the information, are you folks headhunting for it or what are you doing right now to you know, address this issue?
Okay, pause. Yeah.
I was going to say,
there's something happening. Jack, do you want to talk about it?
What going down the logical path?
There's that, and then what's happening with the questions?
He's asking a question and then asking many other questions.
Yeah,
so your niche,
it's not very clean.
And then I'm gonna it's not like when you say your niche, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's like going, so your niche, here's another question, blah 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 blah.
Yeah. And then it started. What he's given is like two assumptive point of views. Is it this or is it this? It could be lots of other things. But now you just give him the choice between two. And the language is very technical. A lot of salespeople seem to think, like, if I can use technical jargon and you also know about technical jargon, we're going to have this great conversation where it builds rapport. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking to get things into a very simple spot. The thing I would have been jotting down straight away is, if you were a therapist in this call, how does this person talk about the problem that they have? The word they always use is probably when they get close to talking about the problem. It's very non-committal. That's happened twice so far in this call. So I'd probably say the biggest issue is in Minnesota. Yeah?
Minnesota. That was an awful accent.
No, that's how they talk. Minnesota. Yeah? You've obviously never seen. It's all right. And then they probably do exist is what you said at the top. So I'd be writing that down, probably, and then seeing how many times that comes up, and we'd circle back. The style of question at this point isn't superb, so just watch out for that.
But so I'll give praise where it's praise is due. I think you're trying to take him down the right talk track. I think you're following the right kind of style. So
yeah.
I'm impressed. Like all good things in life, they must come to an end. Sadly, we will all die one day. But I actually think that this call, we're only halfway through, I think there should be a Roast My Cold Call part two. And the listeners might be thinking, God, you guys have planned that so we come to another video, your YouTube algorithm. But no, actually, you'd be wrong. We are running out of time and we've got another podcast to record in 1 minute. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to come back with more of this Roast My Cold Call. Take care.
Shalom.